Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you, amen, to come and be a part of, amen, this show, this program tonight, today, wherever you might be. Our desire is to bring you the truth from the grassroots level, all listeners to call in and share a biblical experience, or we have to see, and may not, you may just want to listen, so we all can grow thereby. The subject we'll be discussing is, what is the hidden secret about prayer? What is the hidden secret? What's hidden about it? Amen. We're going to be coming from two or three different scriptures in this study, and you might call in and have a different scripture, but we want to start out in the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, 15th verse, and we're going to work down. And also, we have other scriptures that will be called in as well. Was Hebrew 10 and 38, Habakkuk 2, 3, and 4, 1 Peter 5 and 7. Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. You say, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for all our listeners, wherever they are. And God, as we come together and stretching our hands, O Lord, towards you, you say, where two or three come together, there you be in the midst. And Father, we thank you for being our Father, for being our protector, for being our guide. And we thank you for allowing us as your children and your believers and your followers to come before the throne room of grace and, Lord, have the conversation with you, have a outreach, have a release and talk with you. And we appreciate that. And Lord, we ask you to bless the listeners wherever they are and give them a revelation and a healing and deliverance. In Jesus the Christ, your Son, we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you again. We're here. And those of you that are listening, amen, you can also go to our website. And in the closing, call a friend and tell a friend. You can go to the website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And you go to our website, and you can click on media. You can find us on Facebook. And also, you can Ustream some of the church programs that already been taking place. And you can go down to the bottom and click on a donation if you desire. We thank God again, as always, and we want to give you the call numbers that you can call in. And you can call in at 855-236-2252. 347-215-8816. And you know, as we go through in a couple minutes here, if you desire to come in and express yourself and give your vision or your dream, and this is what our desire is, that's why we come together, that we can grow off, get some clarity sometime on a vision or a dream that you had and many times that you might learn from others that being in situations and you thought that you was the only one. The Apostle Peter was saying that don't think it's strange, amen, that you know you thought you was the only one out there involved in such a trial or tribulation. Amen. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. Amen. It's good to hear your brother and sister, amen, how they have related to God, and how God had showed them things and give you some understanding. Amen. That's why our desire is when we come together here with Doctrine of Truth. All right, we're going to begin in the book of Mark. The book of Mark, we want to read here. And there are some things, like we said, as I know they're not the only hidden understanding. We say secret understanding that you have accomplished, or you know what causes you to always go back and pray. You know, Jesus, the model prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, amen, in the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, amen, it includes all the different stress and things and topics that you can go through. And you start our Father, and that means, you know, you become a child of God when you do accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, and give your life to him and confess that you believe Jesus is still alive and that Jesus, amen, he did take away all of your sins, but also need to be stressed that Jesus went about healing people. Everywhere in the Bible, if you read the Bible and you pay close attention, when he had crowds, he was reaching out. His compassion was reaching out to the sick, the afflicted, the halt, the blind, because what the world, what Satan had done, 1 John, we're talking about, amen, Jesus, his purpose was come to undo the works of the devil. His purpose was to come to undo the works of the devil. Amen. That's why God, John 3:16, you hear it speaks of so many times that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And this is God's show. Here, this is God's show. This is God's platform. This is God's world. Amen. We are God's creation. The whole world is God. All of this is God's. Amen. The psalmist says the world is God's and all his creation. That's God. And because of a lot of trickery had taken place against God's people, not being aware, amen, of the enemy of God's people, amen. These fallen angels, they came about trying to steal what God has already put in place. And when Jesus came down, he came down to redeem God's people back to him. Now, we can look at this here. We're going to look at this Mark here, Mark the 11th chapter. And the 11th chapter of Mark, we want to begin at the 15th verse. And notice here, we talk about prayer. We also want to speak about God, amen, himself. And Jesus, and they came unto Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast them out that sold and bought, and overthrew the tablets of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And he would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, it is written, my house should be called a house of all nations, the house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people were astonished of his doctrine. And when evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up. And Peter called and remembered, saying unto him, Master, behold, a fig tree which thou cursest is withered up. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Now, talking about prayer now. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against anything, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. All right, notice here what Jesus said. He said, have faith in God. Now, we want to stop here a couple of minutes. We have to stop here because everything that Jesus did, he came, John 3:16, God so loved the world. God still loved the world. God still owned this world. God is still in charge. And when God come back, things through his son, Jesus Christ, will stop. Now, here's where faith is. Before we all accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have heard many, maybe from a father, grandmother, television, radio, newspaper, school, prayer, that there was a God. There was a God. And as time goes on, you accepted God by going to church and accepted God and accept Jesus because he died on the cross. And there might be, and sometimes it was, until you grew out of it through a relationship in prayer. That's one thing, is relationship with prayer. But and maybe that being a struggle. I know I had a struggle. Amen. When the Lord spoke to me, he said, Jesus is God. And I couldn't put it together. I was trying to put it together because I hear so much about Jesus. Jesus died. Jesus walked on the water, and he rose from the dead. And I said, well, Jesus is everything. But no, but it's still, notice what Jesus is saying here. And this is still the Old Testament before he rose from the dead. That he said, have faith in God. Now, John speaks about in the 14th chapter, Jesus said, I'm going away, but anything you will ask God in my name, I'll do it. So you don't lose your faith. You don't lose that strong belief you have in God. You just have to, you have to understand that God is still on your side. He still loves you, but he's giving you a doorway. He's giving you a way to be victorious through his son. Now, maybe, I don't know if this might help you a little bit. Those of you who are great swimmers, some of you may be great, talented, and you can swim 10 and 15, 20 miles a day, swimming, you know, in the water. And here come a man come along and say, sir, listen, I saw you swimming, but I'm going to know what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a boat. And as time goes on, if you accept, I'm going to give you a ship. Since you're out here on this water, stay in this boat, and the struggle won't be so hard. You'll be dry, and everywhere you go, amen, you'll be well taken care of and dried in this boat. But now if you get out of the boat, now I can't help you. But if you will accept this boat, then you can go on. And that's what Jesus brought. Jesus saw the world not only in sickness, but he saw disease. The world was rotting and you know, it's and smelling and drying up, and the devil had spewed out all kind of diseases and triumphs over the human race. Amen. Everything living, death, was here, ruling and reigning. And when Jesus came, he brought a boat. He brought a boat for mankind. He said, as long as you live here, amen, until I come back, if you believe, except get in this boat. Things going to be easier for you, but you're still going to be in this water now. You're still going to be in this sea now. But you got to stay in this boat. Amen. I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to bring a better place for you. But right now, you stay in this boat. So this is what the situation is. Amen. When Jesus came to this world, amen, some of you maybe have gone to different places and different situations, and you don't feel too comfortable, but you can call back home. Amen. Many of you say, thank God for the cell phone. Amen. The old-fashioned phone, we can put a dime in. Amen. And, you know, and call, and everywhere you look, I need to get to use a telephone. You need a telephone. Use a telephone. But now you got a cell phone in your back pocket. Children walking around with phones about bigger than their back pocket. Everybody got a big old phone, looking like a book in the back of their pocket, walking around. Amen. Jesus is better than the phone, but he's always there. He's always there. And the conversation that he wants to carry, amen, because of his relationship with us as our children, as his children. Amen. Some of the do's and don'ts we can say, amen, and then we're going to open up the lines. Amen. Jude has said, building up your faith. Amen. Habakkuk had talked about in the second chapter, amen, and Jude has said, amen, that we must build up our faith. Build up our faith. We have faith. Everybody got a little measure of faith. Book of Romans talk about, but you got to continue to build that faith. Continue that relationship. The just shall live by faith. So what we are, we every day we're walking in faith and talking in faith. And you feel like a Superman, bigger than Superman, because you got that connection with Jesus. You got a connection with heaven. Amen. So some of the things that I know that many of you have many more about faith, amen, about prayer, and what you feel might be a good insight, amen. Joshua, and one key here, amen, we like to focus on some a little bit more. But as we go through whatever the Lord leads us to, and that's where we're going, and you know, in all our conversation, the studies together, amen, that James, the fifth chapter, amen, James said that the affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's some things that you're honest with God, just don't give up. Just don't give up. Amen. Be honest with God when you talk to God. Be honest. Amen. You accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's number one. Amen. You're in the family now. You have a right. You have a right. Amen. Talk to him, but talk to him honestly. Honestly. Effective. Be amen. Amen. Unceasing. Amen. Jesus talked about the old lady that came before the judge. The judge thought she was so arrogant, amen, and you know, and so ignorant. She come in the courthouse, not one or two times, but all the time, demanding the judge to release her child. Got the judge upset and told the bailiff, don't let her back in here. She found her way back in the courtroom, and the judge said, I'm tired of this old lady. Get her child out of jail, because I'm tired of seeing her old face, tired of seeing her. Amen. Be persistent. Be amen. God told Joshua, amen. Be encouraged. Amen. Be courageous. And I think that should be focused a little bit more. Amen. Be courageous. Be focused. Amen. Don't give up, because Peter said, your enemy, the enemy, the devil, he's like a roaring lion. Now we're gonna turn the page a little bit. Just turn the page a little bit. Those of you that have more understanding about the devil, you know, and sometimes I hear people talk, oh, the devil, he coming back. Oh, he's still. Oh, this. Listen, let's take a page from him. Amen. Let's send some spies out in his camp and find out what his next move is. You know, he never give up. He always determined. He always trying to find ways to come after you. He always there in every little secret talk from you tell your friends, and he get upset. You know They get out and they talk about it. You tell them don't talk about it. So why don't we be persistent, amen, determined, amen, to be better than him, amen. Don't give up. If things looking so smooth every day and you feel all right, amen, just wondering where that devil going to try to come at me. Let me start praying. Stop praying, amen. Maybe your dog got something he's going to try to throw on you. The parakeet, amen. The birds might drop something on your door. Pray against everything you can think of. Put a blanket on yourself. Amen. Just bathe yourself in prayer. Amen. Get some good old scriptures. You know how you take a bath, get the scriptures and just rub all Genesis and Revelation all over you and talk to the Lord about it. Lord, I know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but God, yeah, I need you to cover me now. I don't know what's happening, but I know, amen, that the enemy, he ain't going to give up, so I ain't giving up. Amen. Don't give up so easy. Don't give up so easy. Amen. This is a warfare thing, but you have the right answer. You got the answer. Amen. You have the answer. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines now. Amen. We thank God for all of you in the studio. Maybe you have revelations. Amen. Out of this subject, I mean, many of us pray. Many of us pray. But don't lose your faith in God. Don't lose your faith in God. That's God's son. Why would you not have faith in God? Hebrews, amen. Hebrews talk about, amen, in the 11th chapter, amen, amen, the just shall live by his faith. But at the same time, a person that come to God, he must believe that he is. Hebrews 11th chapter. Well, if you come to God, you must believe that he is. You believe that Jesus is and he's still alive and he accepted you as your Lord and Savior. Jesus, he's the key. He's the one that take you into heaven. His name, he got the code. You use his name, he unlock everything for you in heaven. Everything is unlocked through Jesus' name. Everything, the book of life, your name is in it. Healing is in his name. Eternal life is in his name. Everything, God gave it through his son. God brought Jesus from the dead. Romans 10:9, so if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that it was God that brought Jesus from the dead. Amen. Jesus died. God didn't die. Amen. The natural man, Jesus, amen, the body died. And Jesus went down and conquered all the things that the devil had through death. And he rose from the dead. And that's why the name of Jesus, amen, all death, hell, all of them shit gets shaken and going on. And move out and move around when you start calling his name. Amen. So if you one day you feel like, well, you nobody love you, nobody care, just start calling Jesus' name. Just slowly call to yourself, amen. Go in prayer. You know, another might be a calming location, a calm place, a peaceful place that you can pray and be honest, because it relieved the stress. It relieved the stress. James 5, amen. James said, cast all your cares upon him. Amen. Prayer relieves stress. Prayer relieves stress. A conversation with God, honestly, amen. 5 and 7, 1 Peter 5 and 7, for to cast all your cares. Amen. Your how you feel, what you think about, how people are doing against you, and how you feel, how you're being mistreated. Amen. Throw them all on Jesus. Throw them all. Talk to God about it. Talk to God about it. All right? Be a warrior in prayer. Amen. Pray all the time. You know, there's no such thing that you don't want to pray. There's no set time to pray. Amen. Because this is a personal thing here. This is a conversation between you and your Father. Amen. All right, now we have we in the studio. God bless you. God bless you.
God, yes, dear. Well, no, this is a women. 954. You know how women have stuff in the kitchen.
0312. God bless you. You're there. All right. I think. Hello. Okay, I think they had the wrong number. They matched the wrong number. Amen. All right, we are in the studio. If you have something to say, like to share, you can dial in now and push 1 on your phone. And what we'll do, the technician will put you in, and we'll call your area code and last 4 digits. Amen. You get a chance to express yourself about prayer, the secrets, what you feel that really
well,
helps
it's
you.
Still, it's the high sister Robinson, you Hello? Start talking.
Hello? Hello? Wrong number. Okay. Wrong number. So that's how sometimes the enemy come around and not knowing can use people. Without knowing, you can use people and find situation, amen, and you can take it and say, well, I'm going to give up now. I tried and didn't work out, so God don't care. God does care. God does care. All right, we're going to open up the lines, and we got 305-4271, the last 4 digits, 305, area code 4271.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. You're on the air. How you doing?
Good evening, and you're sounding real good there. I had to tickle when you were saying that about Jesus in the boat. and immediately I thought about the picture that Noah built the ark, and
oh, yeah.
God gave
yes,
him
sir.
Instructions. You see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
so you did a real good comparison there. I never saw it in that light, but it was a beautiful thing. You know, prayer, the hidden thing about it is that when you pray, it shapes you in some form or another. Prayer does
yes.
that. Mm-hmm. It illuminates all of your feeling, all everything. You have access to the throne of God. So that's
mm-hmm.
why there's so much freedom when you get into it. That's why it's like
mm-hmm.
time stands still when you really in the presence
mm-hmm.
of God. It make a lot of sense, don't it? And one
yeah.
other thing I just wanted to put in there was I often wonder why Paul said men ought to always pray. And as you talk there, it kind of dawned on me. I said, "Oh yeah, that's it. You always pray, you see, because Jesus is always He living inside of you, and that's up.
Oh,
he
yeah.
never leaves you. He don't forsake you. And when you look
mm-hmm.
at it, God desires our company and our attention more than we want to be with Him." You see,
mm-hmm.
that's why there's such a drawing in the Holy Ghost. That's why there's when the anointing fall on you, you almost you can't be yourself. Because
mm-hmm.
God enjoys, you see what I'm saying, in the presence
mm-hmm.
of His fullness of joy. So I just listen to that. It's a great and wonderful subject because I find that I just told myself earlier today, I said, you know what, Aaron, you need to pray more. And that way, like the scripture says, he that's begotten of God, Satan touches him not. Why? Because he's continual in prayer. You see what I'm saying? Prayer elevates your mind. It brings, God has a certain way when you get in prayer. He brings correction, and you don't even really know it. So that's my take on that because that's the answer, Bishop. That is the
mm-hmm.
answer for me in these last days because, like the scripture said, the devil, evil is always present. And if you
mm-hmm.
want to stay on top and he's after the saints of God 24/7 all the time, but then he got to back down when you call on the name of the Lord. Thank you, Bishop.
Well, thank you. Amen. That's wonderful. Amen. That's right. He that is in you, like we talking now, you talk to God. He want to be a part of the subject. And when two get together, all right, we got 954. 4427, the last four digits, 4427, 954.
Good evening, Bishop. God bless the broadcast. God bless the broadcast. I was very enlightened too with the example you gave there with the boat, and I was always thinking that, you know, we think about Jesus coming to die for the sins of the world, and not only that, but he also gave us prayer. You know, I mean, he came and died for us, but he gave us prayer. And in giving us prayer, we no longer had to depend upon someone else interceding for us. The high priest going in once a year to intercede. When Jesus died for us and gave us prayer, now we can go directly to the Father. And knowing that we believe in Jesus and him being in us, now he's standing on the Father's side to intercede for us so that we can go straight to God now. We don't have to depend upon anyone else. And the more we go to God in prayer, the more we begin to feel confidence in knowing that the Lord will answer our prayers and everything. Now, I look at natural man. God said that he placed man here to have dominion over the earth. Now, you in the natural, when you want a job, well, I remember when I wanted to be manager of a store, I was there, and I got into the management program, and I got to be system manager, and I was looking for the day to be manager. Now, when you become a manager, what that means is you are managing the job, but the only way you can manage is you get your information from the owner of the business. Now, what prayer does, when God told us that we were supposed to rule this earth, man's supposed to rule this earth, the only way man can rule what God created is he get the information from God on how to manage. And the only way you're gonna get the information on how to manage this world, then you got to go through prayer so you can keep an open channel with God. He created the earth. And if you're gonna manage this earth in accordance to his will, then you got to stay in prayer so you can get instruction from him on how to manage in this world. And you can only do that through prayer. So Jesus came and died for us, but he gave us the greatest thing he could do outside of dying for our sins, to give us prayer so that we can always get instruction from Father on how to go about daily in this world, managing our lives in this world. So prayer is the greatest gift outside of Christ coming and dying for us. It's the greatest gift. Because if not for prayer, how would we know how to have instructions on how to go about day-to-day living in this world without communication from the creator of the world itself, with the Father God? That's how I just...
Amen. Amen. That's wonderful, wonderful. You're right, because that hit me. The scripture hit me. Faith without works is dead. And, you know, the more you talk with God, the more confidence that, you know, you can start this day. I forgot how many years ago I started with prayer in the morning, talking to a lawyer. He was telling about he had clients trying to influence his decision, putting stuff around his door and, you know, witchcraft and stuff. And I said, well, get up in the morning and pray. and start your day out. And I caught that for me. I caught, I said, whoa, I read, but I don't start a prayer, you know. And give you that confidence that you're going to start out now, whatever, you know, God is out there with you. He's out there. God is out there with you with his son, you know. All right. The Holy Spirit gave me about the boat. I didn't know at that time. He gave me a good example. All right, we're going to go to 850-2337.
850-2337. Good evening, Bishop. How you doing? You know, I was listening to prayer, and, you know, I get up and go to work as much as I can every morning, and I pray with the person, the people that work with me every day. And also, right, most of the time, me and my wife say a prayer every day. And we pray together, and, you know, all the way throughout the day. And I just go by Psalms 1. And a man should pray and meditate day and night, and night and day. And I learned this right here a while back about prayer and meditation. I'm sending a request to God. I'm asking God for something or to do something in my life or in somebody else's life. But then when I meditate, I'm waiting for an answer. I'm waiting to hear from God so I could take my instructions and tear it not, go and do, because God's word never comes back void. It always go out and do what it's intended to do. And through prayer and meditation, it's when I'm sending out my requests. I'm praying for people at the potato chip place that deliver the stuff to the convenience store. Anybody that I could pray for or that I could help, because you never know what a person is going through. And when you make your prayer list, like I got a little piece of paper here on the side of my bed, and it's a prayer list. And I got everybody. Bishop, I got you on there, the radio station, everybody.
Thank you.
You know, and I pray over it. And I ask God, I'm serious. My wife will tell you, my wife said, why don't you remake that? But it's dirty, a little dirty piece of paper with all of everything, and I got both sides full. And I'm still adding people on there. And things on there, and businesses on there, and places on there. You know, I'm asking God. I'm asking God for requests to take care of these people, to give them a sound mind, to give them a pure heart, to give them, to bless them, to give them health and strength, right mind, fully clothed, fed. And I know God hear me because he restored my body and gave me some strength and showed me favor.
Right.
So yes, I'm blessed, and you know, and that's it. That's all. I mean, I enjoy the topics and enjoy this broadcast so much. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And like you said, now you, like the first caller was saying, that you know, when you pray, that's one thing. It works on you too. It works on you too. You get a electrical jar out of it. You can say a jar, an inspiration. And meditation is very good, very good. And thank God through the Holy Spirit being reminding us. We had, sometime when we finish praying, we can sit and think about a problem, and God can, he can line it up, put it in order, the steps that you need to take for that day or for that situation. Amen. Sorting it out of your mind and watching it and looking over it. Amen. The Holy Spirit will line it up for you. He'll line it up for you. He'll help you. Not only that, but he maybe doing the run of the day, he'll put somebody to say something and clarify something. Amen. That's what we're hoping that this broadcast is doing. Amen. That it help you strengthen your faith. Like Jews say, building up, amen, your most holy faith. And that could be a problem. Sometimes we get so busy, and people, when they go through like a busy time now, the world is really reeling and rocking with all things happening in politics, they happen around the schools, in our life, with our family, Amen. Prayer will help us. Amen. Keep our faith in God. Jesus said, speak to the mountain. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't lose your faith in God. He's the one that you're entitled to come back up there. Come before the throne room of grace. Amen. And he will help you. Meditation. Amen. In God. Be careful. Don't think of, keep your mind on him. Keep your mind on him when you be praying, and watch your mind, because it will wander. It will wander on something, and amen, and it want to hang around, and those spirits want to hang around. You can rebuke it. Get you a song and a hymn and a spiritual song. Amen. All right, as well, we, amen, always have a good time. Those that can go back and listen to the broadcast, get a friend, a relative, and you can go in and click on these broadcasts. Amen. You can go to JCI, www.jciministries.org, and you can click on the media department, and you can see, amen, these broadcasts. Amen. And share them again in the Bible study. Amen. With your friends or relatives, and we hoping that you will. Prayer give you confidence. And Jesus prayed so. And we thank God. What could we do if Jesus didn't teach us how to pray? We'd be just like the world. Some say, oh, prayer don't work. I'd rather starve myself. I'd rather do this. No, that doesn't work. If prayer doesn't work, why have all these different groups, different religion, want to say some kind of prayer, some type of conversation to their God? They want to talk to Zeus. They want to talk to Baal, and they want to worship Baal and fall down. They want to do all these things to their deity. Amen. Why? Well, why? Prayer does work. It does work. Meditation, too. There are groups that go out and hide out in special places, and all they do is meditate, amen, and think on their God. Think on their God. So like Psalms 1, amen, pray without ceasing. In Philippians, talk about prayer without ceasing. Prayer does work when you're praying to the right God, when you're speaking to the right God. And also, we have to be careful. Amen. Prayer does relieve stress in these times. Peter said, amen, in James and Peter, 1 Peter 5 and 7. Prayer does work. It relieves stress. It relieves stress. Get in your private corner. Amen. And talk to God. But be like James said in the 5th chapter. Amen. Be a warrior. Be a warrior in prayer. Be determined. Amen. Put on your warrior look. Amen. Be determined. Have that determined mind. Amen. That mad-looking mind, if you might say, a persevering mind. Amen. And then when you start praying, amen, something about that, it disturbs the spirit world. It disturbs it because you be determined, you're motivated, and you not only stressing in honesty, amen. It backs up. James said in the 5th chapter, confess your fault one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Praying for one for another, you can be healed. Just helping other people, God will heal you. James 5 and 16, the affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Amen. Elijah, the book of Elijah, amen, talking about in the Kings where Elijah, amen, he met Ahab. Well, anyway, it was the time that it was raining. And the rain, there was no rain, it was a big drought. And the king told, the prophet told the king, amen, get ready because it's going to be a deluge of a rain coming. Amen. And he looked, he told his servant, go up on the hill. Go up on the mountain, and I want you to go up there and look over and see you seeing the clouds coming. And the servant went up there, and Servant came down, Master, I don't see any, I don't see no clouds, a clear sky. Elijah bowed down again and put his head between his tail, between his legs. He prayed. He said, go on up again now. His servant went up again. He said, Master, ain't nothing up there. He went to, kept telling his, he had, thank God he had a good obedient servant. He went up, the Bible says he went up seven times. And the last time he went up, he saw a little hand. He came back and said, Master, I see a hand. Looked like a man's hand way out there. Like a man's hand. Amen. He told him, he said, well, go tell the king to get ready, get in his chariot. Amen. And get ready to get out of here now. Cause we're gonna, and after a while, the cloud blew up so dark, and that rain stopped, like a monsoon started coming through. And the king took off in his chariot. Amen. And after a while, Elijah, the Holy Spirit, quickened him so he outran the chariot. Amen. But Elijah didn't give up. He prayed seven times. He prayed for rain. That's what James talked about in the fifth chapter. Amen. He prayed for rain. Amen. He prayed for rain. And God sent the rain. He prayed without ceasing. He didn't give up on anything. The enemy don't give up. Why should you give up then? You want to give him space? Let him tap the house, tap the home. He done tore up enough now. I think he tearing up enough. Time for us to rebuild it. To rebuild it. Those are the saints and those of us accepted Christ. Amen. Time for us to rebuild this thing. Rebuild it. Amen. Put on your warrior look. Amen. Put on your warrior head, whatever it takes. If you be like one of the prophets, cut all your hair off. Don't tell me I can't pay for your hair now. Don't take that. I'm just expressing myself. That, you know, put on your look. Amen. Put on your cape. Sit down and think about what you're going to do, what closet you want to go into. Clean it out. Amen. And go in there and, amen, and make sure nobody home when you get to hollering. Amen. And tell them, give the devil a black eye and a right eye and a right left hook. Amen. Just let them know you're not giving up. You're not giving up. All right. I think we can take two more calls here for I get too far out here myself. And we want, this is about you. Helping you, we helping each other. Amen. We have some good comments tonight, today, and hopefully, amen, it will strengthen you. Amen. And help reminding me. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give up. Some things I look like, and I said, well, it looks like people ain't moving fast enough, but amen. Don't you give up because things don't move. And God is working on something. God is working on something that's not going to hurt you. He's not going to point fingers at you. When God work on it, amen. That's why we say have faith in God. Amen. He on the whole world. He moving. He'll move it. God is still moving. When God says it's over, it's over. But all those that belong to Jesus, amen. We got a new home. We got a new place. All right. I think we have a caller. We have a caller.
Dominique.
All right.
301.
All right. Last 4 digits. Area code 786-2540. God bless you in the air.
Bishop. Brother
yes,
Garrett.
Sir. All right. Go right ahead.
On the move, I was thinking about what Brother Hester had said.
Okay.
And it dawned on me that's what the Lord showed us about prayer. When he, you remember Solomon? When he
yes.
asked God, give me means to teach your people. And that really
mm-hmm.
pleased God. He didn't
mm-hmm.
ask for money or anything. So,
all right.
So what he did, he blessed him, see, because he wanted to govern his people. So we likewise pray, and God will what? Answer our prayer. In other words, he give us finances, you know, through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
yes, sir.
We pray for one another. We help one another. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
things are too big for us, but you pray
mm-hmm.
to God, he'll take care of it. You see what I'm saying? So there's riches
yes,
in prayer. That's a
yes,
different
sir.
Take. there by 9 o'clock for my going to God, getting ready, just go and pray. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
he says, when you pray, you must believe. So again,
yeah.
it's checking you. You see what I'm saying? When you go to God,
mm-hmm.
Bishop, you got the mean business. You don't go to tell him exactly. Don't go there, you know, talking around about it. Go straight to him because he's a very timely God. That's what I want to say.
Very good. Very good. Amen. You brought something to my mind. Amen. Because exactly that's what helped me doing what I'm doing. Amen. I wanted to talk to him about it. Amen. You got to be straight. He knows your heart. He's living in you. He see you.
That's
but
right.
It's something about he wants us to confess things. He wants us to say it out of our mouth. That's how we get saved. Confess it. Talk it. Talk it out. Amen. Bring
that's
it
right.
out. Amen. And amen. That's very good. Very good. Amen. And once you ask God and talk to him, he'll set it up. He'll set it up for you. Very good. All right. We're going to have, amen. Since we got you in the studio, go ahead and lead us into a prayer. Go ahead and lead us in prayer. We're getting close to closing time here.
Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much for your blessings. We thank you, God, for what we are hearing for this program tonight concerning prayer. We thank you, Lord, for the unction. We, Bishop, ask you to bless him and ever keep him. Bless the listeners and those that are participating tonight. Do it in Jesus' precious name. We like the idea that, God, you already know what we need before we ask. But then you tell us, just come and ask in prayer. So we give you thanks. In the glory of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. We need some more prayers. We anyone else would like to pray? We want to. Amen. We want to do some warfare prayer tonight. We went today and
mm-hmm.
wherever you might listen to this. And, amen. We're going to really work at this. Amen. Anybody else that's that you want on your phone? All right. 954-4427.
Lord God, I want to pray for the broadcast and thank you for blessing us that we can get this spiritual talk and that we can honor you, Father God. Lord God, we thank you that not only did you send your son to die for our sins, but Father God, for those of us who believe in Jesus, you have given us a gift, the gift of prayer. I pray, Father God, that those believers understand the value of this prayer, that we have an open line of communication with you, Father God, that we can call to come to you, make our request to you, Father God, without anyone having to intercede for us. But we can pray directly to you, Father God, believing in Christ Jesus and knowing that you hear our prayers and that you would answer them and that we, Father God, would be obedient to all your instruction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We're going to take another caller. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We have another prayer. Amen. Requesting, talking to the Lord. Amen. That's how easy it is. Amen. He is our Father. Amen. Jesus said, call him our Father. He's the one. He took care of us and always taking care of us. And he just want to be recognized. He want you to ask him because, you know, the enemy is always out there telling lies, a situation, but you confess it with your mouth. All right, 954-4485. All right. So we had a call. Amen. All right, we okay. 850-2337. 850.
Father God, once again we come before your presence with thanksgiving. Lord, you said when two or more gathered, you're in the midst. Lord, we feel you in the air, we feel you in the atmosphere. We pray for each other. We pray for this prayer list I have, Lord. All of these wonderful people on the broadcast, Bishop, his family, his wife, each and every person under the sound of my voice, Lord. We pray that we know that we're touched by the Holy Spirit. We ask for guidance. We ask. Each and every person, Lord, in their respective places. Lord, you said when the prayers go up, the blessings come down. Lord, I pray and I pray and I pray and I pray and I pray again until something happens. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Our Lord and Savior, our Rose of Sherry, our all in all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, another caller. You can press one on your phone. Amen. We can take two more prayers. We can take two more prayers. Amen. You can. Amen. We thank God for you wherever you might be. Amen. For those of you who have not accepted Christ, those of you know you have friends and relatives. Amen. Love God. Love God. I mean, they love God, but maybe they don't teach it where they go. Amen. Let them know Jesus is God's son. Amen. He's God, and he's God in the flesh. He came and walked among them. He still loved them. And all they have to do is give their life to Jesus. They don't give up God. They don't give up God. Amen. Jesus is the key. He is the key. He is the one to make things easier for us. Amen. Accept him as their Lord and Savior. Amen. And by accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior, confess with your mouth, ask God to forgive you for everything you know you have done wrong and what you think you know don't know. Amen. And clear your heart with him. Amen. And find a Bible-believing church. Amen. Find someone you know. Amen. Ask to go to church. Amen. You go there and be water baptized. Be water baptized. Amen. A Bible-believing church, get you a good Bible. We always talk about the King James Bible, but they have the American Standard Bible, that Amplified Bible. Amen. But just get you a good old King James, American Standard Bible, because of certain things that goes on to make sure, say John 3:16, God so loved the world. God loved you. When Jesus came, he's restoring, he's rebuilding this world. Amen. So don't give up on your brothers and sisters. You see them going through things. Don't give up on them. Amen. Let's pray for them. Somebody prayed you through. Pray them through. Amen. Pray for them. We're going to, Father, we thank you. Amen. God, we thank you for the message. We thank you for the Holy Spirit tonight, today. Amen. Wherever they are, many more that are in the studio, Lord, we ask to continue to bless them, heal them. God, we know that everywhere you went, amen, not only did you was teaching and preaching the doctrine, but also, amen, you was healing the bodies. Amen. We know you believe, we know you're a healer. Everywhere according to the scripture, everywhere we read, you was healing people. You was touching people. Amen. You were restoring, making people whole. Amen. For that we can fight this spiritual battle. And Lord, we ask you to bless them now. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. We're closing off time with Psalms 118, the vision, the 25th verse. Save now. I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. And may God bless you, those of you that constantly being here and continue to we'll pray one for another. James said we pray for one for another. Amen. Confess our faults one for another that we may be healed. So one of the many secrets that went through tonight, we're praying that you caught on to something. Amen. That constantly build your conversation and build your strength in God. God said what come and go. Amen. Talk it out with him. Talk it out with him. Until next time, may God richly bless you, and we love you all. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen and amen.